I hereby call together this annual meeting of the Church of Our Redeemer. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, source of all wisdom and understanding, be present with those who take counsel today for the renewal and mission of your church. Teach us in all things to seek first your honor and glory. Guide us to perceive what is right and grant us the courage both to pursue it and the grace to accomplish it. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. So my brother is a huge Lord of the Rings fan. And yes, so am I. We saw all the movies together as soon as they were released. And I remember sitting in the theater with him watching the first one, The Fellowship of the Ring. It was exciting and fun to watch. And there was a big battle scene with the orcs and some of the hobbits got captured. And then the movie ended. The credits rolled right in the middle of the story. We had to wait a year for the next movie. And the next movie picked up exactly where the last one left off. And I thought, if you didn't know what happened, this would make no sense. I think the director was counting on everyone having seen the first one. I don't want to make the same mistake. Today is part three of a story. And some of you may not have been here for parts one and two, so I'm going to recap a bit, and apologies to those of you for whom this is a rerun. 2 years ago, we realized that God was giving us a choice. Our costs to run this church were staying the same and giving was going down. We had a $33,000 budget deficit. And the prediction was that the deficit would grow even bigger in the years to come. We realized we couldn't keep doing things the same way. And if that were true, God was probably calling us to change. Staying the same was no longer an option that was open to us. We had to decide whether to get smaller as a church, to cut staff, to cut programs, to lose members, or we had to decide to grow. At the same time, we received a blessing, a legacy bequest from Don Kendall. Putting those two things together, we realized we had a great opportunity to use Don's gift to fund innovative new ministries so that we could grow in spirit, grow in wisdom, grow in our community, grow in our connections with our neighbors, grow in spirit and in love. And we were very clear that those kinds of growth had to be prioritized over merely growing in numbers, that we had to strengthen our community, our love, our commitment to God and to one another first. And if we did that, then the other kinds of growth would probably happen naturally. We said we wanted to try lots of experiments, to try and learn and change and try again. And that our plan was not to use Don's gift and be in the same place down the road, but to come to a new place. That was 2 years ago. Last year, at this time, we reflected on all the many experiments we had tried so far, and there were many, from a new format for the Cookies and Carols party in Advent to a slip and slide on the church lawn. And I was also able to share the good news that our $33,000 budget deficit had ended up, thanks to your generosity, to be only $7,000 for 2016, and that we had a more or less balanced budget for 2017. And I also said we had twice as many new members join us in 2016 than in 2015, proof that our new engagement and efforts were showing fruit. 2 years ago. Seems like a long time, doesn't it? 2 years ago, Let's Eat Together, our the Wednesday night community meal program had only just started. Today, it's serving over 80 people each week. 2 years ago, there was no Soul Supper on Thursdays. There was no Lex Unwind movie night on Fridays. We'd never had an overnight Lenten retreat. We hadn't sent out any postcards to new homeowners in Lexington or put out any signs advertising our Easter egg hunt and other activities. There was no contemplative prayer group. Now we have two contemplative prayer groups. We weren't even thinking about a mission trip to Navajo land. We hadn't had a Redeemer Helps with Hunger month. We hadn't had a Blessing of the Bicycles. There was no Redeemer Cafe. And we weren't even talking about any kind of anti-racism work, work that seems so urgent and necessary today. We've done all that in 2 years. And to show that our efforts are continuing to bear fruit, we kept up the momentum. And in 2017, we had even a little more new members join us than in 2016. And as Ian will explain in detail downstairs in our meeting after worship, we ended this year in the black. Yay! And we're looking. And we've just got a little tiny deficit for 2018. We are definitely not in the same place as we were 2 years ago. I am so proud and so inspired by how all of you have been willing to try on new things, have grown closer together, have continued to shine with God's love for the world more and more. And the movie is not over. Later on downstairs, you'll hear stories from those who have been leading some of these new efforts, like Redeemer Helps with Hunger and Lex Unwind and the prayer groups. And we're continuing to try new things, to always be reaching out more to our community. Last week, your vestry approved Redeemer's application for an Episcopal Service Corps Life Together Fellow, a young adult discerning a call to ministry who would, if our application is accepted, work here full time, helping us to beef up our communications efforts, engage in more social justice works, and help build up the Thursday night Soul Supper. Pray we get accepted. It would be a great opportunity. The story keeps going on. But sometimes it makes it feel as if the future might never get here, like we're always in transition. Maybe you've heard the story about the bishop who gave a big retirement speech. He said, "You know, I've been like Moses, who led the people through the wilderness for 40 years, but even though we haven't got to the promised land yet, we can see it. And I'm passing on the mantle to the next bishop who will lead you there." And then 10 years later, the next bishop gave his retirement speech. And he said, "I've been like Moses, leading you through the wilderness." Yeah. It can feel like we're always in the wilderness, never quite reaching the promised land. But I'll let you in on a secret. There was someone who said that the promised land, the kingdom of God, is already here. It's right now. The kingdom of God is all around you. We're already there. Jesus showed that the kingdom is here by healing and helping others. He helped them touch and see in their own lives the reality of God's love and care, always present and accessible to us. The kingdom is here. We have arrived. When we go downstairs, we're going to ask for your feedback on two questions. Firstly, what have we learned about ourselves from the Answering God's Call activities? And second, where have you seen growth in faith and engagement and community? I really want to hear all your answers. But here's one answer I've been thinking about to the first question. I think we've learned that change is relational and happens bottom up and not top down. It comes from you, where your interests and passions and gifts are. It comes from us, from the relationships we have here that sustain and support us in the challenges of our lives. And we've also learned that the most important kind of growth is the growth of love, the growth of our love for each other, the growth of our love for God, and our knowledge of being loved by God. I see that learning and that love happening all around. The vestry is more of a team, more united, and simply enjoying each other's company. There is more listening going on. There are new prayer groups springing up. It touched all of our hearts to see our six J2A pilgrims come back from their trip with new maturity and deeper relationships with God and each other. And you know, I see, even when you think maybe I'm not looking, how each one of you reaches out to others with a hug or a word of care to a friend in need. We've learned that it is when we love one another that we release God's action and God's creative power in our midst. All these things are proof that the kingdom is here. And I can't tell you how excited I am to see what happens next in this story. Amen.